This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Most famous radio programs is now on the air for Monday, June the 19th. I'm Doug Steffen. Hello. Happy summertime. Summertime. Because summer begins actually, well, part of the day, the 21st. First full day is the 22nd. So the days are longer, getting longer. Add 3 minutes to whatever the daytime schedule is. If you're up and about now, it's nice because there's sunlight. There's lollipops and roses and all that good stuff. So it's interesting, I find it interesting, that sometimes art imitates reality. Last night I watched an episode of Madam Secretary, which is a show I quite like. And that was on the heels. One of the episodic adventures was that a U.S., I think it was an aircraft carrier, a destroyer, in the South China Sea, was buzzed by a Chinese plane, and three American soldiers were killed. Well, this was not that same exact type of incident, but the soldiers lost their lives, or sailors did, because of the collision at sea over the weekend at USS Fitzgerald. Seven sailors, in fact, from the Fitzgerald are dead. The ship taking on water yesterday, the merchant vessel that was in the Sea of Japan, the 7th Fleet is there, as it is often, guided missile destroyer. The question comes on why, if there is all this new technology that we pay for in these ships, do they collide with other ships? How is that? That was like a plane in the sky. The ships today are so technically fitted that they are, as an airplane is, aware of what's around them, or at least supposed to be aware of what's around them. It's either 5 miles or 7 miles in any direction. So if there's anything, if there's a shark in the sea, they're supposed to know about it. I don't get what happened here. It's unclear to me what caused the collision. More armaments, more preparation for war. And that brings me around to suggesting that what I said on Friday and what I've said 100 times, if I said it once, my observation, that's really what this hour is about. What's going on? Why is it going on? What value is this to you? The question always is, after you hear what's going on, what do you think? So here are two insider attacks that happened over the weekend hitting U.S. troops in Afghanistan. So you'll remember last Friday we were talking about Pentagon officials trying to decide whether or not to send more troops into Afghanistan. An army commando killed 3 U.S. soldiers and wounded another one. The Taliban claiming responsibility for the attack. And so one, you wonder, under the circumstances, what, again, I don't wonder because I know. In my own heart, in my mind, in my soul, this is a damnable waste of American lives. Gonna get the enemy. Really. The only way you're gonna get the enemy is to obliterate the country with some sort of nuclear device, and even then you won't get him. We're never gonna, unless, I don't see the world getting rid of this sort of a problem. It's very discouraging to think about it. But all we're doing is throwing good money after bad, or better, yet, the way to look at it is we're throwing good human American lives after this. Ridiculous. It's a situation that's unwinnable, undoable, untenable. And here's another example. You don't even know who the enemy is. These people don't dress up in garb and salute each other. They don't, that's not what they do. They play by night. And thus, we don't know how really to deal with them. It doesn't appear, because there's another example of us getting it in the chops, as it were. I found something that I wanted to share with you, and it's a great, as we get closer to the 4th of July, this is something we all ought to think about. You know, I don't want to say hell-bent, but I'm certainly focused on trying to get this immigration problem in tow, under control, in focus. So I say all the time, let people go through whatever the rigor is, whatever the requirements are, whatever we have to do to have them do it the right way. If they want to be here, they got to prove they can do something that's valuable for our country, and they got to prove they know something about the country. So I had the opportunity to see in sort of an offbeat way what happens when the average citizen who's born here is asked to take this test. There are 100 questions. You either pick the right one or the wrong one. There are two options that are given. For example, Kara, do you know? Kara Shum's at the controls in our studio in Washington. I just ask a few questions. Let's see how you do. Let's see if you're the smartest kid in the room, and I think you are, but let's see what happens. What's America's national anthem, the 1812 Overture or the Star-Spangled Banner?
The Star-Spangled Banner.
Duh. Okay. Next question. What's the collective name for the first 10 amendments to the Constitution, Bill of Rights or Articles of Confederation?
The Bill of Rights.
All right. Next question. Who was the first U.S. president?
George Washington.
All right. Doing so far so good. I'm asking everybody at home. What are the opening words of the Constitution? We the people or Congress shall make no law?
We the people.
All right. So far you're doing fine. Yeah. What is one right or freedom guaranteed in the First Amendment, bearing arms or religion?
Religion.
Religion is right. Bearing arms is number two. Correct?
Mm-hmm.
Why does the U.S. flag have 13 stripes? These are all questions you're asked on a citizenship test in order to become a citizen of the United States. Because 13 is a lucky number or because there are 13 original colonies? This is the actual test, by the way.
13 colonies.
What's the highest court in the U.S., the High Court or the Supreme Court?
The Supreme Court.
Supreme Court. You realize that most people, well, I'm not going to get to that.
Well, you know what's interesting is I feel like those questions are pretty easy because I've seen many other questions mm-hmm. on the immigration, you know, forms that you have to fill out in order to become a citizen.
Yep.
And they're much, much harder than that. Like, there are many other ones you could ask me that I probably would not know that people have to know in order to become
a citizen. Where is the Statue of Liberty?
In
New York or Washington?
New York City.
Mm-hmm. What's the capital of the United States?
Washington, D.C.
And New York. Huh? Yeah, well. What territory did the U.S. buy from France in 1803? Louisiana Territory, Texas Territory?
Louisiana.
Mm-hmm. How many times may a senator be reelected? Once, or there is no limit?
No limit.
Mm-hmm. Who's the father of our country, John Adams or George Washington?
I guess John Adams. Is he the father of our country? I don't know. George Washington?
George Washington is considered father of our country.
Makes me overthink.
Which war was fought between the North and the South in the 1800s? Spanish-American War or the Civil War?
The Civil War.
Uh-huh. All right. Next question. If the president and vice president can no longer serve, who becomes president? Attorney General, Speaker of the House?
This is Speaker of the House?
Yep. Which of the following was not one of the original 13 colonies, Virginia or California?
California.
California. Which of these rights is guaranteed by the Bill of Rights? The right to bear arms, the right to vote?
The right to vote?
Nope.
Wait, by the Bill of Rights? Oh, I guess because the right to bear arms was already in the Constitution.
Yep.
Gotcha.
Who wrote the Declaration of Independence, Abraham Lincoln or Thomas Jefferson?
Thomas Jefferson.
How many voting members are there in the U.S. House of Representatives, 50 or 435?
Wait, what was the question again? 435?
How many votes are there in the House of Representatives?
Okay.
Which of the following is not one of the three major branches of government, legislative or media?
Media.
Huh. You wouldn't know it, though. Which of the following is not a chamber of Congress, the U.S. Senate or the Supreme Court of the United States?
The Supreme Court.
That's correct. Look at how well you're doing.
And to think it's only 5 in the morning.
I know, right. What does the judicial branch do? Decide if law is constitutional, declare war?
The first one.
No. Wait a minute.
Read it again?
All right. Hold on a second.
Judiciary?
Which of the following is not a chamber of commerce? U.S. Senate, Supreme Court of the U.S.
Didn't we already do that one? That's not the question you just asked me.
Maybe not. Let me hold on a second. What does the judicial... Sitting in Duggar. What does the judicial branch do? Declare war, decide if the law is constitutional.
Yeah, decide if the law is constitutional.
All right. Let's see here. Which of these days is not a national holiday? Memorial Day or Boxing Day? Not a holiday.
Boxing Day. Yeah, do we even have Boxing Day in the U.S.?
No, it's in England. Who's the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, John Roberts or Ruth Bader Ginsburg?
John Roberts.
Mm-hmm. How long is a senator's term? Until they resign or 6 years? Good question.
I don't actually know. Is it until they resign? Or is it 6 years?
Well, the term is 6 years.
But basically, it feels like until they resign.
Feels like, yeah, because they keep running and there's no term limit. Which of the following is not a U.S. territory? Puerto Rico or Greenland?
Greenland.
Greenland, that is correct. These fascinating. In which month does the U.S. vote for president? January or November?
November.
You could argue that it's January because that's when the Electoral College meets. All right, so Kara gets all, well, you got 100%. So you're a good U.S. citizen. Good for you.
With Quicken Loans, the outdated and complicated mortgage process is a thing of the past. Our simple process helps you understand all the details so you can be confident that you're getting the right mortgage. Take your mortgage to the next level and call 800-QUICKEN or go completely online with Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. No matter how you prefer to work with us, we've got what you need to get you through the mortgage process with ease. For 7 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year in a row, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. Whether you're looking to purchase or refinance, now is the time. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.875%, APR 4.23%. Call 800-QUICKEN or get started online at rocketmortgage.com. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently.
For J.D. Power award information, visit jdpower.com. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030.
Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time. To post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Life. It's made up of the simple day-to-day moments that keep us all running on full. Full of joy, passion, and restlessness. It's singing full on to your car radio with the windows wide open. It's a whole bunch of early morning rush hours and a few late-night runs for Rocky Road. It's full of pit stops and drive-thrus. It's life, and we live it between fill-ups at Valero. Valero top-tier certified quality fuel keeps your engine running cleaner, better, and longer. Find a station near you at ValeroCleanGas.com.
Allergy sufferers are hearing a lot of numbers these days about symptoms and relief. But the number sufferers want most is zero, as in zero nasal allergy symptoms. And nothing gets you closer to zero than Nasacort. Because unlike antihistamines that stop only one cause of your allergy symptoms, Nasacort stops more. And stopping more gets you closer to zero. For 24-hour relief of your worst nasal allergy symptoms, including congestion, choose Nasacort. It stops more of what makes you miserable.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass.
With the ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Almost 24 at the hour here. Music segment of this hour, starting with Ariana Grande, who is much in the news since what happened in Manchester. She's actually going to become Manchester's first honorary citizen, first person named that way, following the, quote, great selfless acts and demonstrations of community spirit after that terrorist attack in May. The city council... said about the following message. Quote, "We've all had cause to be incredibly proud of Manchester and the resilience and compassionate way in which the city and all those associated with it have responded to the events of May 22nd. Love, courage, not hatred, not fear." As fellow added, Ariana Grande exemplifies this response. I think many people would already consider her to be an honorary Manchurian, and we would be delighted if the council approves to make it official. So her honorary citizenship part of a larger plan by the city to update their system in which non-citizens are honored for their contributions to Manchester. If you've ever been to Manchester, you know why they need contributions. It's a very blue-collar town, and sadly, we get into this 1% or, you know, the rich and the poor, and this is in Birmingham, both very industrial towns. Not a bad place. Outside the areas that surround Manchester is quite pleasant. One of the interesting things about England, maybe Europe in general, is that when you get out of the city, you're immediately in the country. There's no such thing as suburbs in England. You're in the city,
or
you're out.
Yeah, it's very rare. Yeah.
It's out. It's like this, the farmlands, which are prevalent in England in a way much different than we experience here. We have suburbia everywhere. Everybody needs an acre to have a house, that kind of stuff. They don't do it that way. They build housing systems, if you will, and then they need the land to feed the country. So, bingo, as soon as you get out of town, you're in that beautiful countryside that is so England. So, anyway, Ariana Grande gets the right treatment. Next up, musically speaking, Neil Young is in the news. The popular Bridge School benefit concert that he has hosted for the past 30 years will not take place this year. Not sure about the future either. The Bridge School announced the news. It came from Neil Young's ex-wife on its website. The school was co-founded by his ex-wife, Peggy Young. 1986 was the year. children with severe speech and physical impairments after she and Neil Young had trouble finding a suitable school for their nonverbal son. He has a cerebral palsy. She's the president of the board of directors there. The concert was hosted, and a lot of people, big names would show up. David Bowie, Pearl Jam, Bruce Springsteen, Who, Brian Wilson, Patti Smith, all these people that were friends who have been with Neil Young on stage for the event. He also issued a statement on the school website citing personal reasons for no longer hosting the event. Mike, what do you think? I'm not getting along with my ex-wife anymore, so she can stuff it. Is that...
Sounds like there's something going on there. Yeah, because this is this has been a hugely popular concert series, and they sell the albums, and they make a lot of money selling the albums of the concerts too. So it seems bizarre. Unless he's not in good health, and that's really why he can't perform anymore, because he always does.
He's performing at Farm Aid. He's just a little crazy. I don't know if there's anything wrong with him physically. He's just nuts.
He is a little nutty. But he's done a lot of great work to raise awareness for nonverbal kids and things like that.
He's done a lot of things he's been very strong all through his career at giving of his time and talent. He's been fabulous at doing that. But he's still crazy. What is the old expression? So crazy after all these years.
Yeah.
That's what partially probably accounts for his talent. 28 after the hour on the DJV Experience. Let's roll.
Progressive presents Mindflowness with Flo.
You are a mighty fortress of self-reliance. Your bike has the power of 1,000 horses. With accident forgiveness and total loss coverage, the two of you are invincible. Like an oatmeal raisin cookie in a bulletproof vest.
Protect your bike with the #1 motorcycle insurer and hit the road with ease. Visit Progressive.com today. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. #1 in motorcycle insurance from 2014 Millward Brown National Survey data.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Message and data rates may apply.
When did it become okay for men to be lazier, softer, fatter? We need to bring the men of this country back to greatness. And it's easier than ever with Ageless Male. This is the testosterone-boosting super pill that's been flying off shelves at Walmart. Ageless Male has a patented ingredient that provides a serious boost of testosterone, giving guys more libido, more productive workouts, and more confidence. See for yourself with a free 30-day supply. Just pay shipping and handling. Not 10 days, not 15 days, but a full 30-day supply, free. When you text the word BACK to 797979. Only Ageless Male has been the #1 testosterone booster for 2 years straight. Give your manhood the boost it deserves with a free 30-day supply. Text BACK to 797979. If your results with Ageless Male are too intense, please decrease use. Text BACK to 797979. Text BACK to 797979.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Ely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-958-6936. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-958-6936. Call 1-800-958-6936. 1-800-958-6936.
Out loud, Carol, whether we ought to bring in our co-host James Whale for the latest circumstance in London that appears to be just another kind of crazy deal. If you haven't heard the story about, would you consider it an attack? I'm not sure I would consider it an attack. Let's listen to this reporter in London.
A van rammed into several people early Monday morning. The victims had recently left a mosque in the Finsbury Park neighborhood following Sunday night prayers. There are reports of up to 10 people hit. Witnesses say the van stopped when it ran into a car, then three men jumped out.
Police say the driver of the van is a 48-year-old man. He is now in custody and has been taken to a hospital.
The number of Muslims that live in London, in fact, live in England, is far greater than you would expect. Remember that the British Commonwealth included a lot of countries that have now had access. It was easy to come and go, not so much now as it used to be, but many of the former British British colonies are Muslim or have Muslim as the chief religion. And that's why there are so many more. You'd be, if you hadn't been in London for a while, or you'd never been to London, you'd be taken back probably by the number of what you'd see on the main streets of London. Certainly don't look like what you watch on Sunday night on Masterpiece Theatre, let's put it that way. It's really amazing how the world is changing. It is.
I think as far as if this can be considered an attack or not, I don't understand why it wouldn't be. Whether it's, you know, drawn out by ISIS or not, it's still someone who's, and this is, they don't have all the conclusions yet, but there are speculation that the guy who jumped out of the car said something about wanting to kill all Muslims.
Yeah.
And whether that's true or not, I mean, if you're targeting a group of people specifically because of their religion, then that's just as bad as what ISIS is doing.
Yeah, it's the same.
It's the same exact thing.
Same
carried
thing.
Out in the exact same way.
Right. Yeah.
You're just doing it for, you know, you're just targeting the other half.
It's a strange world we live in, Master Jack. Speaking of terrorism, this some people thought at first was an attack, but it was homegrown American terrorism. The Father's Day weekend was upon us, and we spent a lot of time, most of us who are fathers, talking to our children, doing Father's Day things, going to a cookout, sharing thoughts and time. It was a special day. And for the purposes of telling the story about Steve Scalise, you pronounce it Scalise or Scalise? I've heard it pronounced both ways.
I believe it's Scalise.
Scalise. He was the House Majority Whip, and well, he probably still is, the congressional baseball practice last week. The lawmakers that were there, the attack took place. The report from the police department said the shooter had a piece of paper with drawings and three other lawmakers' names, as if to, by looking at the paper, you could tell what positions they were playing. Therefore, under the circumstances, we could figure by not too much heavy lifting that this guy had picked out the shortstop, the first baseman. I'm not saying these, I'm just giving you an example because I didn't see the piece of paper. The source did not reveal the names of the lawmakers, but they had been briefed on the situation, that is, who was playing where. So he was taking out Scalise first, and then whoever else was on this paper apparently was it was in a sense, but the police officer was there, shot this guy. That was the end of that. Thought it was interesting to look at the account, the Twitter account of Mr. Scalise. The photos that were there, it was quite nice to see pictures of him. He's in critical condition, but I think he's out of intensive care, if I'm not mistaken. That was the last time I checked on this, which I think was last night. A lot of people in support. His condition upgraded from critical to serious. He's 51 years old, from Louisiana, has had two surgeries since Wednesday. He's responsive, speaking with his loved ones. And so other than that, they don't want to make too much of this. But it was nice to see. I think that was the point here. The amount of stories that were posted about him and all of the outpouring. So it's dangerous. Everything in America is dangerous. Was it Friday night? I stayed up late. I think it was Friday night. I was sort of on the couch nodding off, as we who get up early in the morning do sometimes when you're up after 10 o'clock. But I saw on HBO the beginning of the Putin interview that Oliver Stone did. So I decided to stay up and watch. First part, second part. I was taken, there was an interview, I think, Megyn Kelly, who did an interview with Putin.
Yeah, she interviewed Putin a couple weeks ago.
Another one of her, look, it's me, watch me, it's me, all PR. A lot of fluff, not much substance to it. However, I thought the Oliver Stone thing, as much as he's a horse's ass, can you say that on the radio? I think I just didn't, unless you pushed the button. The arrogance that he brings with him, but yet smart, knowledgeable, not exactly what you would have considered an interviewer, but he had some interesting, very poignant questions that Putin obviously wants to become more visible in America. So he's encouraging these people to come over and talk to him and do these interviews. And the Stone interview made Putin, at least as I watched it, I fell asleep during the second hour, but as I was watching it, what came to me was Putin trying to image himself in America, which is what he's trying to do everywhere. He's trying to come across as a regular guy. And so the pieces of this interview, he says the sanctions that have been suggested would harm relations with Russia, but it doesn't mean that it would collapse. That is our relationship. As you recall, last week the Senate almost unanimously, I think there were two dissenting votes, passed a bill to impose stronger sanctions on Russia and prevent President Trump from lightening sanctions without any congressional approval. The sanctions stem from the election hacks that became very well known, the discussion of what happened in our election. What was it, 36 states? The Russians supposedly hacked into the computers of election control in 36 states. So we are now looking at giving it to him one more time. And over the weekend, he called the sanctions harmful. He said he's looking for an end result before worrying much about them. He told the Russian media it's too early to speak about any retaliatory steps. So what can the Russians do? That was my, when I saw this, I thought, okay, what can the Russians do to hurt us other than go to war with us? And they couldn't come up with anything. What do we get other than caviar out of Russia? What can they take away from us? People traveling to Russia, they could say, well, tourists can't come here, but that only hurts them. It's hard to come up with something, a scenario, whereby he could, Putin, come up with sanctions against America that would do anything but hurt him. I don't see anything. It's interesting. Some of the sanctions that have been suggested would target Russian oil and gas pipeline projects, but I don't, those only affect Germany and Austria. That's where the most of the oil goes and the gas. So it's kind of, it's a bit confusing. But to go back to the interview with Oliver Stone, if you haven't seen it and you got HBO, you should watch it, because you see a side of him. He doesn't speak English. He speaks in Russian as a translator there, but it's all, there's English captions underneath the screen as he's answering the question. But it's, I thought it was well done, frankly. And I did feel like I learned something about Putin, that he's like every other control freak and politician, but he wants you to believe he's a good guy. So you can believe that if you want to. I don't think he has good intentions, nor is he a good guy. I think he's a good leader and a strong guy and clever. He's a very clever guy. 44 past the hour on Good Day.
Are you wearing contacts or glasses right now? Imagine this, opening your eyes tomorrow to 20/20 vision. No daily contacts or glasses needed. It can happen, and it is affordable. TLC Laser Eye Centers wants to help as many people as possible achieve 20/20 vision, so they're offering a fantastic price on their premium LASIK experience. TLC uses the latest FDA-approved all-laser LASIK technology, and for less than what you might think. Find out if LASIK is right for you. Call TLC now for a free consultation. 800-828-1177. Be one of the first 50 listeners to call today and get $400 off your all-laser LASIK procedure. That's a savings of $200 per eye. TLC Laser Eye Centers has over 20 years' experience and performed over 2 million procedures. Let our team help you. For your free consultation, call now. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. 800-828-1177. Results may vary.
The Wave Moisture Control Unit. Dump the misty crawl space mess in your house if you're tired of dehumidifiers with buckets of water to empty that cost you a lot, like $100 a month to run. It circulates the same unhealthy air all the time. The Wave Moisture Control Unit fixes all that. It's maintenance free. Costs just pennies a day to run. It expels radon, toxins, and other pollutants. It has a moisture control unit to improve the indoor air quality. A one-year money-back guarantee with The Wave. Ask about The Wave's complete indoor air quality package. Go to dryair123.com, dryair123.com, or call for the information, 888-997-WAVE. That's 888-997-9283.
Ride the Wave. Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
Dr. Rigo Jones, and this is Let's Be Fair. Information is power. So if you want information about what's done with one of the largest chunks of your paycheck, taxes, how do you get it? As someone who spent years sifting through government documents, I don't even know the best answer to that question. But fortunately, someone with a few billion dollars more than me wanted to know the same thing, too, and he decided to do something about it. Steve Ballmer, the retired CEO of Microsoft, was helping his wife with some of her philanthropic efforts when he started thinking about what the government does with all of our money. There wasn't a single reliable source he could use to find out, so he decided to create one that the rest of us can use, too. Let's be fair, creating a database that explains what the government really does with all our money is no easy task. But the nonpartisan website Ballmer developed, at a reported cost of $10 million, is one of the most useful tools I've ever seen for tracking and understanding government spending. You should check it out, too. Learn more at centerforamericatv.org.
Hi, this is John Taffer from Bar Rescue. I've seen firsthand what restaurant owners can do with the capital to manage cash flow gaps. Cabbage is so important. Cabbage provides lines of credit of up to $150,000. Apply online and get a decision right away. Withdraw funds without reapplying. I signed up and had a decision in minutes. Cabbage has helped over 100,000 small businesses from every industry. Get started at cabbage.com/owner or 855-CABBAGE. That's Cabbage with a K.
Line of credit is subject to credit approval. See terms and conditions.
All right, it's 47 after the hour. This is the Good Day program. One of the things that is most important for me to communicate to you as listeners to this hour of my programming is that this is my thoughts and comments about what's going on in the world are built on decades and decades and decades of observation, talking on the radio. I've actually been doing talks since 1970, been on the air since the 1960s, and feel like I have something to offer. And so looking back to my own historical perspective on things, the beginning of World War II actually was on this date in 1940. And the reason I say that is because it was clear that France, when it surrendered to Germany, this would bring the Nazis closer to England. Here's Winston Churchill on that day delivering his finest hour speech.
What General Vagon has called the Battle of France is over. The battle of Britain is about to begin. Upon this battle depends the survival of Christian civilization. Upon it depends our own British life and the long continuity of our institutions and our empire. The whole fury and might of the enemy must very soon be turned on us. Hitler knows that he will have to break us in this island or lose the war. If we can stand up to him, all Europe may be freed, and the life of the world may move forward into broad, sunlit uplands. But if we fail, then the whole world, including the United States, including all that we have known and cared for, will sink into the abyss of a new dark age, made more sinister and perhaps more protracted by the lights of perverted science. Let us therefore brace ourselves to our duty, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say, this was their finest hour.
Winston Churchill, beginning of World War II, today, 1940.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you can stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
If you would like some info on travel circumstances, come to the right place, because Pauline Frommer from the Frommer Guidebooks at Frommers.com is here with an update on the finalists in that contest at Frommers.com. A lot of inspiration here, and we'll talk about that, who's involved, as we proceed ahead right after these messages.
Staples knows that when the leave-behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss. Ken Fisher, founder and executive chairman of Fisher Investments.
We don't sell annuities. We'll never sell annuities.
Most annuities have nosebleed level fees, don't do what the customer thinks they do, have tremendous tax problems, are hard to get out of once you're in them, and are extremely confusing. Don't let the sound of guaranteed income lead you to financial headache. Call now for your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out why legendary money manager Ken Fisher hates annuities. Call 1-800-767-9898 and see what you might be getting into.
Anything you want to do with annuities, there's a better way to do. If you have more than $500,000 to invest, talk to us.
Get your free report, Annuity Insights, and find out the 9 questions every annuity investor should ask. Call now, 1-800-767-9898. That's 1-800-767-9898.
Gentlemen, hurry into JCPenney's biggest sale of the season. Raise your game with great savings on menswear designed by Michael Strahan exclusively at JCPenney. Get 50% off suit separates and dress shirts from Collection by Michael Strahan. And up to 40% off MSX activewear, including big and tall. Save more with a coupon for $10 off when you spend $25 or more on select items. Hurry, and Sunday, that's getting your pennies worth. JCPenney.
Coupon valid 6/14 to 6/18. Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See store at jcp.com for details. Season 1st, 6/14 to 6/18.
56 past the hour. Travel, courtesy of the folks at the Fromers.com website. Fromers guidebooks are very helpful. Pauline Fromer is here as a member of the family. We were talking before about this group of veterans, people in the military, who are involved in winning a free vacation. You've got a lot of people who have applied. What do you find out?
Well, it's veterans and people in the active military. In honor of Fromer's 60th anniversary, because it was started by my father when he was drafted into the Army, while in the Army, we are giving away, with HomeAway, six once-in-a-lifetime vacations to places all over the world, like Verona, Italy, and Orlando, Florida, and the Sonoma County in California. 30 finalists are up on Fromers.com. You can see them at FROMMERS.com/4FOR60. So six vacations for 60 years, Fromers.com, six for 60. And you can vote for whichever family, active military or veterans, that you think best deserves a vacation. And we ask these people not just to write about what a vacation would mean to them, but about their accomplishments. And these incredibly brave, incredibly smart men and women have accomplished so much in their lives. I mean, we have one family where the husband, whenever he's not on active duty, is a volunteer firefighter, an EMT. The mother has, or the wife in the family who is a mother, has done two surrogate pregnancies for women with breast cancer. I mean, just extraordinary people, all of whom deserve a vacation. Unfortunately, we can only give one to six. There are 30 finalists. So we hope you go to Fromers.com/6for60 and vote for your favorite. They really, I think you'll be moved by reading their stories. It's really, they're really impressive people.
All right, we have a few seconds for a fun piece that you have on your site about dining etiquette in Italy.
It's fun stuff. You have to wait until your host says bon appetito before you reach for the food. If you're invited to dinner anywhere in Italy, you never, ever pour wine underhandedly. You hold the top of the bottle. It's considered very bad manners to hold it underhanded. And you must clink everybody's glass at the table or you will be rude, rude, rude.
Good God. No traveling to Italy then. Good. You better stay home. That's big business. All right, that's very fun. Italy's a great place to go. Fromers.com, Fromers guidebooks are there. Pauline Fromer, thanks for being here.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.